This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was going to pull out the little thing, and I can't remember what it is.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Marcy Weiser, Live 105, will be in here in a couple minutes when she gets around to it. I'll tell you what, I'm listening to this podcast, and there's a guy on there that's saying unbelievably provocative things.
Who is it?
It's Evan Giddings.
Uh-oh.
He's using words like malpractice. As it relates to Kuminga and as it relates to the Warriors, on the Locked On Warriors podcast, Evan was a guest. And
there's our girl.
You think I'm talking about the Warriors in a certain way. We'll get back to Evan in a second.
Yeah. Good job, E.
We'll bring in Marcy Weiser. It's been a three-week hiatus for her.
Man, it has been for us.
Turn the mic on. Let's get nuts.
Is that better?
That is better.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good, Guru. How are you?
I'm all right. I need to apologize for yesterday. I was a little loud, and Steiny told me he got a complaint from one of the neighbors.
It wasn't a complaint. It was just an observation.
You know what? I'm not going to get that loud moving forward just because I know you're there now.
You can get as loud as you want.
Ah, there we go.
That's energy. She's pure passion.
Yeah, she's usually out of here at 10:30, 11, so you can...
I hear you're going on vacation.
No. Settle.
This is Marcy and I.
I know, but I want to do something first.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Before we get into...
All right.
Because Marcy is going to be the reason we're doing something today.
Oh.
So, in case you don't know, it's been Appreciation Week here at Odyssey. And
we have an appreciation wall.
That's right. So we have an appreciation wall where everybody compiled who they're appreciative of here at Odyssey. We've got a lot of employees, and man, I got to believe there's 185 appreciations up there. And I started reading it, and I want to personally thank Marcy. She appreciated me for going over to do the Live 105, hits every morning. And we looked high and low, and we could not find anybody who appreciated you.
And I appreciate you. I want you to know you need to pop over.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Exactly.
Steiny, you won't get jealous if I go
not
over.
At all.
Okay. All right. I got
not
a license. I'm taking you up on that. I'm coming over.
Absolutely.
So the one thing we'd like to do today is, because we do think it's unfair. Yeah. I mean, it's a joke that you're not up on that wall. So we want to have a Guru Appreciation Day today.
No.
Among the staff and among our listeners.
It's like the spouse that says, where are my flowers? And then I go get it. It's manufactured.
No,
it
it's
don't
not.
Hit the same. Marcy,
I know how you feel.
You're not one of them, are you?
I'm not one of those.
Oh, here they are.
No, it's not manufactured.
It is.
The listeners are just finding this out, and they're going to be a big part of it. We'd like our listeners to call in and tell us what they appreciate about
I'm not
you.
A basket case,
they'll
Marcy.
Only call,
no.
They'll only call if they really genuinely appreciate
you. I got you.
Exactly.
And I appreciate them and you.
And
Steiny sometimes.
The one thing I will say is if we're going to have to eliminate the, Goo, I appreciate you for, you know, being able to put up with Stein meds.
Yeah. Like, well, no, that's part of my job.
But yeah, but let's not focus on that part.
Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Did you see my name on the wall anywhere?
I wasn't looking for your name. I was looking for me partner. You didn't make it either?
I don't know.
I haven't seen your name up there.
Does your pen work?
You could have said something, Steiny.
Yeah, she invited you on her show.
Well, how about I kind of invited myself.
I'm hating. But how about a thanks?
I forgot.
There
but
it is.
I think the bigger story is I may be in a studio with two of the most selfish people at our station because nobody appreciates you because you don't do anything.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm positive,
Guru,
Marcy, like it's natural.
Do you want to just walk out of here with me right now?
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, get some coffee. Get away from this guy.
So you only have to say two words now and everybody knows what you're talking about. Coldplay and Jumbotron.
That's it.
Did you talk about that today?
Andy, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You know, I noticed on social a lot of people are sharing the fake response from the CEO guy.
Oh.
It's not even, I don't even think he's responded yet.
Wasn't him who said he blamed Coldplay?
No. Unless there's an update that I've missed, as of, you know, when I looked last this morning, no, it was fake.
But that didn't make sense. He couldn't have gotten to where he was at in corporate playing that card, which I was like, the nerve.
Well,
he apologized
and he said
but now we got duped. It happens.
His privacy.
On social media.
Fake.
Yeah, fake, Steiny. Maybe you got duped.
Yeah, the video wasn't fake.
But it was on social. It must be true.
Exactly. So you're going to London.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was that a drop?
That means, that's a drop. And by the way, you're a walking drop, essentially.
I am.
Yeah, you had three drops in one appearance about a month ago.
That's pretty bad.
So you're going to see Oasis at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever heard of Oasis?
No, I haven't.
Tell him.
Fill me in.
Wonderwall. Champagne Supernova.
I like that.
those are the big ones that you would know.
Okay. I'm not being nosy because I'm nosy by nature.
Naughty by nature, did you say?
Well, Steiny, thank you he told us she had to give him the 411 on naughty by nature. OPP.
He didn't know what OPP meant.
Get in the game, Steiny. But I'll tell you this,
so
Marcy.
Crude.
Who are you going with, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm meeting a friend over there.
And
she's been over there all month. So I'm very jealous because she's been, you know, traveling all over the place. Scotland, Ireland, all over the UK.
Now, the reason I asked that, layout, Steiny, is when I was single, I went to Dallas.
Yeah.
And I fell in love.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you never know when you get off the plane. I was going for other things, family.
You fell in love with OPP?
I fell in love with Dallas? With the person.
Oh, okay.
And it was something I always remember because I didn't expect it. So you're going to London.
Yes.
To go do what you're doing.
Yeah.
But can I ask, have you ever went to another city and been like, and met somebody and been like, oh, I got a long distance relationship?
No.
Careful.
However, I mean, I have moved around a lot.
Okay.
So,
you
meet a lot of people when I'm very excited. I hear great things about London. This will be my first time.
Wow, romantic.
First for both. First for London, first for Oasis Live.
That's nice. Guru, listen to this.
Yeah.
You know, you think Marcy and I are tight. Listen, hey, so my daughter's over there, you know, she lives over there, and you got a ticket for her for the concert?
Well, you can't, here's the thing.
See?
I get a text from Steiny yesterday, you got a ticket to the sold out Oasis show at the stadium, Wembley Stadium. I'm like, you know, maybe a month.
You realize it seats about 140,000.
I do. Yeah. Okay. No, it's not. It's more like 90. But then, of course, you know, they're going to open up the field.
Your daughter would love to. She's into this group.
I'm sure she'd love to go.
Okay.
But,
well, you said you were going to give.
You're starting, man. Make something happen.
I don't have clout.
Yeah.
I don't have any clout.
Are we going to sit down and have some coffee? Do I get to say hi to your daughter?
No, just get her a ticket.
See?
Of course she can meet my daughter.
Who's the selfish one now?
Oh, that would be me.
All right. We got to get back real quick for me.
Oh.
Because we got a young lady in here. Let's just go to the couple that got caught basically cheating. Put the rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. You're that guy's spouse. He comes home. What are you doing?
You're throwing dishes. You are throwing all kinds of dishes.
On the back's pack?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's not only is that hurtful, but that is. your pride, your egg in your face. I mean, yeah, no, that's pretty bad. And you know, here's the thing. If they would have just kept it under control,
dude,
their expressions gave it away. That they would have been on the Jumbotron. They would have kept their cool.
Right.
They would have panned away and over.
Two more seconds of let's do it. Messed it up.
There would not have been this crazy viral rage right now.
This is incredible.
They should have pretended they didn't know they were on and just looked elsewhere. And
right.
And we were role playing. Right.
Yeah. Well, Guru Appreciation Day isn't off to a great start.
Oh, what do we got? I love the hate mail.
You do?
Yeah,
why do?
Because I don't take...
You don't get hate mail.
Well, I got mentions on Twitter and socials, but it lets me know I'm strong as an individual of who I am, because when I get love, I don't let it go to my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take the good with the bad, but I got a balance to it.
That's good.
Little Richard said, you get worried when they stop talking about you. So the good and the bad. The bad's like good, Marcy.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Means time to write.
You're making a difference.
Yeah.
Guru. That's
This is my girl, Steiny.
Chris A. This is better than talking about Kuminga.
Ooh.
What do you think about Kuminga?
What's going on with Kuminga? I don't think he's not.
Go ahead, Gil.
He's kind of just out there in the wind.
Yeah. They're in a standstill. It's boring, and I want him back. A lot of people just want him to start at a new locale, but Marcy, he's talented. I feel like he hasn't been afforded the greatest of opportunities, but it's just funny how fans choose and pick who they want to love or hate, and a lot of people want to run him out of town. I'm rooting for him because the team needs him. How about that?
Well, where's he? What's going to happen? Where is he going to end up?
Steiny knows the owner.
That's a good question. I don't know. We got to... Gotta let it play out, Marcy. We don't
have to breathe. Let it breathe.
Exactly. It's gonna be a while, Goo.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a while.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow it is. I'm gonna spend the day with my girls.
Okay.
Before I take off, I'm leaving for London on Sunday. So
I was gonna invite you to the Union City reunion we have once a year. It's been going on 16 years.
Yeah.
But you're busy with your girls, so you're being a good mom.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I try.
And I asked Steiny, and you're doing what?
Nothing. What time is it?
Two.
I'm out.
Maybe. Where?
In Union City.
Is he
doing
again?
This because you're in here. The other day, they're like, I ain't coming. I don't have nothing to do.
Wait, is this Norm's again?
Norm's going to ride on this. You know, the older people have the cycles where you can ride. He's going to pull up on this.
So it's at your dad's house?
No, it's at Alvarado Park.
Like a public park?
Yeah. It'll be safe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You're out because of the park?
Yeah. Pretty much.
If you never leave the house, bad things can't happen.
That's right.
No, that is.
That's right.
Wow. I like that.
So you have to get out of here at 10:30?
No, I've still got plenty of work over there. So.
All right. Well, so this is the last time I'm going to see you before you leave. And
yeah.
Google.
Yeah.
Well, have a safe trip.
Yeah. Thank you.
Travel safe.
You. Thank you. Miss you guys too.
So Friday, you'll be out.
I'll be out.
Darn it. Now, have you pulled the ratings for when he comes in yet to see if anything's gone up?
I've not done the little microscopic,
I was just curious.
Pick apart yet, so, yeah.
Well, compare it to when I go in, because I'm going to pull up on her.
All right, when are you leaving today?
Competition.
I'll say goodbye.
Another 45 minutes, probably.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
What a great voice.
Yeah. Guru, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Guru.
One of the reasons we appreciate it.
Guru, I appreciate
you. Nobody appreciated me. The walls tells the truth, but thank you, young lady.
No, I do. I appreciate
it. Have fun in London.
All right, thank you. Bye, guys.
See ya. All right, Marcy Weiser, Live 105.
Yeah. Dude, you guys got a good thing going.
There you go. This is Oasis.
Oh, I've heard this. Evan? I don't know the name. Rookie mistake by Marcy. Left her mic on.
It's Wonderwall.
This is nice.
You're gonna be the one to save me. Yeah,
I ain't mad at it.
You're my one who
This I ain't mad at that. Yeah.
All right.
She's
what are you most worried about with the Warriors? No,
I'm done
discussing sports. Well, I was for the first half hour. Now I can get back into it. The question I asked Evan and you this.
Okay.
What are you most concerned about with the Golden State Warriors? Oh, no, not Warriors. Forget Warriors. Right. They stink. We know that.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. What's your biggest, if I were to ask you, what's your biggest Bay Area sports concern?
This is real.
And then What are you most optimistic about in Bay Area sports? I'll throw the number out, 888-957-9570. You can call in for two reasons. One is your biggest Bay Area sports concern, and then we're also going to appreciate my partner today. He's the main man. He's the guy that he's the straw that stirs the drink.
So that my coworkers slapped me up on the wall.
Well, you know what? And I used to tell my mother this. She never bought it, but I believe it's true. The people you take most for granted are the ones closest to you.
Wow.
And so
I kind of feel that.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's like you are so rock solid with a positive attitude day in and day out that we just expect it now. And it is listen, it's unfair. It is unfair that I'll just speak for myself, you know, that I just take it for granted.
But it's working. I'm feeling that.
I'd like to tell you that one thing I appreciate about you is your constant energy, your positivity, and the fact that, thank God, sometimes, when it's a slow sports time, you and me can have a conversation that doesn't necessarily have to rely on sports.
Yeah,
so,
the essence of the system of this show.
Goo, yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are the system of this show.
We know you're trolling, but
I'm
working.
Not trolling.
Like, Evan, I'm feeling good now. I'm
not
feeling
trolling.
Better.
I'm not trolling.
Because I take a lot of people I have for granted, and then when something pops off, you're like, damn, I didn't tell him or her how much they mean to my 24 hours a day on this earth. But to answer your question, can I go negative first?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hold on. 888-957-9570. Your biggest Bay Area sports concern. And then if you want to give a guru appreciation or a shout out, what is it? What is it about Guru that we love so much?
See, now that's we're going too far.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Right. And here's why we're not. It's because you make me mad at times.
But I
still love you. And I think everybody loves you. And so, it's your day, Goo. Yeah. It's your day.
Austin and Sal, I was like, all right. He's a brother, but let's take a black man to lunch today, Stoney.
Who's a brother?
Austin and Sal, so he said, Stoney, let's take a black man to lunch today. Because you're putting it on thick, and I love it. I'm here for you.
2:30.
Yeah, 2:30. But
Stoney, you're laying it on too much for Goo? Yes.
You put me in a better mood. So did Morrissey, but yeah. You get on my nerves, like, no matter what happens, if they fired us today, I mean this, people. Yeah. Oh, he talks to you like this. I let you talk to me like that because I know you're a true blue and I'd break you in half in 2 seconds. But Stoney, seriously, you are my dude, man.
You know what? If you brought it up. You know, if we get fired today,
I mean,
we'll just take this act on the road. I mean,
or YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And I don't want to speak for you, but they can't fire us. They can't.
Well, they can't.
We're too big.
Evan, they can't.
Nah, right. We're too big to fail.
Hey, before I answer the question,
yeah, we'll never
answer
the question.
I laughed on my way to work. Evan, you don't know where I'm going, and Stoney, you don't either. Why, when I kept saying this one phrase this whole week, why did it put you in a sour mood or hot rocks when I said as a show, we're putting up numbers.
Shut up. Would you stop
but
it?
I laughed out. Why does that bother you?
Because you got to be a man of humility.
But I think those days are over. If nobody's going to blow our whistle, we got to blow it. I'm sick of being nice.
Well, I'm
sick
of
being
mean.
When we get them. We're putting up numbers.
I'm sick of being mean.
But, you know, I look at you.
But that's what I mean. Like, just... You know, it's
I hear you.
You know, like, would I ever say something like, hey, Goo, I was a pretty good college basketball player at Division III level.
Well, you do it all the time. Come on, baby.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
That's great.
Anyway, so what do you love about Goo? All right, let's get back to the question. What's your biggest Bay Area sports concern? What team and what issue? And you want to go negative first?
Yeah. Well, just concern. I'm born and raised, bred here in the Bay Area. I have love for the San Francisco 49ers. I feel like I'm employed by them because we talk about them, and rightfully so, on this station like we do other teams. So I got three jobs. And Stani, I'm telling you, man, why I was so disappointed for the Niners, even Kyle and the organization, is they've built something. And it started in 2019. They got to the Super Bowl. They've been to multiple Super Bowls. They've been to multiple NFC championship games. And what I keep telling you guys every time I step on the mic is tomorrow is not promised. That's life, and that's also sports. But how and what I don't see on this Niner defense, Ayuk being in sick bay, Deebo, who was once this offense, is jetsoned to Washington. And right now, partner, Brock Purdy got his bag. I feel like he earned that bag. But it, what are you getting with that bag now? And my point is I can't wait for week one as they open up in Seattle in this season. All that to say is, Stani, I think the best, better days are behind this team. I hope I'm wrong. But, man, how could somebody be sitting here with their chest out if you can't pick their schedule and say the Niners are still Billy Badass? I just feel like they got to hit a soft reset.
You don't feel like they did that this offseason? Kind of letting go of the veterans that they felt underproduced and then going with a lot of younger guys probably that they drafted this year?
Well, I like the question, but what if I told you how's McCaffrey going to react those knees and
well,
the
thigh? Well, they got question marks. You're okay. Right about that.
And what's going on with Juwan Jennings? And if you pay him, is he really a number one? He's your number one.
Of course he's not.
See, so I'm just like, what are they? And I'm just wondering where they're at right now. Like, I'm being real. They have been good, meaning bad. They should have a ring, man. Well, and I think when you have a ring, you buy yourself time. And the fans are fed. You know, they've eaten. So it's like, okay, go hit that reset. We're here. We ain't going nowhere. But I hope this isn't the best chance that they've had has passed us by. I really mean that. Like, how confident are you in them right now? I know you're big on their schedule.
I mean,
but how dare you say who they're playing when they might be who they're playing?
They're a 10-win team.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I was kind of looking at it through the prism of can they win it all?
Well, I think I told you how I view the NFL playoffs is 10 wins gives you a shot at the Super Bowl.
Just
if you can get into the postseason.
Yeah.
So,
do you think that's strong or you like, goo, that's valid?
On paper, this doesn't look like as good a team as. Wow. Well, I mean, on paper, it doesn't look as good as last year's team, but it's going to be better than last year's team, you would figure, because their health will probably be better, but I don't think they're as good as 3 years ago and 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know who would think that.
What do you do with Juwan?
Well, first of all, he's
third and Juwan.
He will be reporting to camp next week, and then I think we got to play it by ear at that point. Is he going to hold in like Brandon Ayuk? How's he going to handle it? I guarantee you this: the media will see. He doesn't like to do media, Juwan Jennings, and he's going to have to. And I think that's going to be kind of interesting to hear because we can find out really where he's coming from, and what he wants. But, you know, Juwan Jennings is a fair thing for, you know, to be concerned about and the Niners as a whole.
How about Brock Purdy? I thought he regressed a tad bit last year.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Purdy. I do feel like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, he might get better. He might regress a little bit, but I think we know who Purdy is, right?
Can you win the game because you got Purdy?
I don't know if he'll be the sole reason you ever win a game, but he could be. He's not going to be the reason. He's not going to be the single biggest. Well, he might be. I'm just saying that he's still got enough weapons around him. And I'm not, like, I feel like I know when you stack up the 49er players, I feel like going into this season, I know more about Purdy than McCaffrey, if you want to do it that way.
No, I'm not mad at you, but for the people that think this division is going to be a cakewalk, it's not. Sam Darnold at the helm, he had a better year, and so did his team, than Brock Purdy and the Niners, but, I mean, he's at the helm. You got Matt Stafford that's one bad run play away from or pass play away from the NFC Championship game, and Arizona had a better draft, and you got Kyler Murray, so I'm just, like, it's not going to be easy as I think people think. How about that?
That's fair. That's fair. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your biggest Bay Area sports concern, and what are you most optimistic about in terms of Bay Area sports? And let me start it out. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 510. Guru, simply put, your ebullient enthusiasm is infectious. That's why we love you, bro.
Oh.
Every day I drive by the house delivering and I see Norm and I give him the UPS horn honk. I think, wow, how lucky that guy must feel to have a son like you. I'll be at Alvarado Park tomorrow to say what's up.
Wow.
And to drink all your beer.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's Demetrius, right?
Yeah. New vodka. I'm going to take some new vodka.
Good call. All right. That's what we're looking for today. Guru Appreciation Day. He doesn't need a wall. All right. It's our final day of the All-Star Week Prize Blowout. It's the last one of the week. And it will be a Warriors prize pack. And it includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. All you got to do is listen at 12:30 to learn how you can win. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I'm pregnant with this next take I want to get off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.